I want you to know I'm doing this because I have a soft spot for pretty boys, the mentally infirm, and people who owe me money. I consider this protecting my investment. Yes, ma'am. I sucked in air when she applied the antiseptic. I thought you weren't supposed to bleed, she said matter-of-factly. There's another legend proven false. Speaking of, moving as little as possible, I reached out and pulled a book out of my travel sack, then laid it on her desk. I brought back your copy of Mating Habits of the Common Dracus. You were right, the engravings added a lot to it. I knew you'd like it. There was a moment of silence as she began stitching me back together. When she spoke again, most of the playfulness was gone from her voice. Were these fellows really hired to kill you, Quoth? I nodded. They had a dowsing compass in some of my hair. That's how they knew I was a redhead. Lord and lady, wouldn't that just send Kilvin into a froth? She shook her head. Are you sure they weren't just hired to scare you, rough you up a little, to teach you to mind your betters? She paused in her stitching and looked up at me. You weren't stupid enough to borrow money off Heffron and his boys, were you? I shook my head. You're the only hawk for me, Devi, I smiled. In fact, that's why I stopped by today. And here I thought you merely enjoyed my company, she said, turning back to her needlework. I thought I detected a tinge of irritation in her voice. Let me finish this first. I thought about what she'd said for a long moment. The tall man had said, let's do him, but that could mean any number of things. It's possible they weren't trying to kill me, I admitted slowly. He had a knife, though. You don't need a knife to give someone a beating. Devi snorted. And I don't need blood to get people to settle their debts, but it certainly helps. I thought about it as she tied off the final stitch and began to wrap me in a fresh bandage. Maybe it was meant to be a simple beating, an anonymous message from Ambrose telling me to mind my betters. Maybe it was a simple attempt to scare me off. I sighed, trying not to move too much as I did so. I'd like to believe that's the case, but I really don't think so. I think they were really after blood. That's what my gut tells me. Her expression grew serious. In that case, I will spread the word a little, she said. I don't know about the part about killing their dogs, but I'll drop a few things into the rumour mill so people will think twice about taking that sort of job. She chuckled low in her throat. Actually, they were already thinking twice after last night. This will make them think three times. I appreciate it. Small trouble to make, she said dismissively as she stood up and brushed off her knees. A small favour to help a friend. She washed her hands in the basin, then dried them carelessly on her shirt. Let's hear it, she said as she sat behind the desk, her expression suddenly businesslike. I need money for a fast horse, I said. Leaving town? She arched a pale eyebrow. You never struck me as the running away sort. I'm not running, I said, but I need to cover some ground, 70 miles before it gets much afternoon. Devi widened her eyes a bit. A horse that could make that trip is going to cost, she said. Why not just buy a post note and switch out fresh horses all the way, faster and cheaper? There's no post stations where I'm going, I said. Up river, then into the hills, little town called Trebon. All right, she said. How much are you looking for? I'll need money to buy a fast horse with no dickering, plus lodging, food, maybe bribes. 20 talents? She burst out laughing, then regained her composure and covered her mouth. No, I'm sorry, but no. I do have a soft spot for charming young men like yourself, but it's not on my head. I have my loot, I said, sliding the case forward with my foot. For collateral, plus anything else in here. I put my travel sack on the desk. She drew a breath as if to refuse me out of hand, then shrugged and looked into the bag, poking around. She pulled out my copy of Rhetoric and Logic, and a moment later my handheld sympathy lamp. Hello, she said curiously, thumbing on the switch and pointing the light towards the wall. This is interesting. I grimaced. Anything except that, I said. I promised Kilvin I wouldn't ever let that out of my hands. I gave my word.
She gave me a frank look.
Have you ever heard the expression, beggars can't be choosers? I gave my word,
I repeated. I unpinned my silver talent pipes from my cloak and slid them across her desk so they lay near rhetoric and logic.
Those aren't easy to come by, you know.
Debbie looked at the lute, the book, and the pipes, and drew a long, slow breath.
Close. I can tell that this is important to you, but the numbers just don't add. You're not good for that much money. You're barely good for the 4 talents you owe me.
That stung, mostly because I knew it to be the truth. Debbie thought about it for another second, then shook her head firmly.
No, just the interest. In 2 months you'd owe me over 35 talents.
Or something equally valuable in trade, I said. She gave me a gentle smile.
And what do you have worth 35 talents?
Access to the archives. Debbie sat, her slightly patronizing smile frozen on her face.
You're lying.
I shook my head. I know there's another way in. I haven't found it yet, but I will.
That's a lot of if.
Debbie's tone was skeptical, but her eyes were full of something more than simple desire. It was closer to hunger, or lust. I could tell she wanted into the archives just as badly as I did, perhaps even more so. That's what I'm offering, I said. If I can pay you back, I will. If not, when I find a way into the archives, I'll share it with you. Devi looked up at the ceiling, as if calculating odds in her head.
With these things as collateral, and the possibility of access to the archives, I can loan you 12 talents.
I stood up and swung my travel sack over my shoulder.
I'm afraid we're not bargaining here, I said. I'm just informing you as to the conditions of the loan.
I gave her an apologetic smile.
It's 20 talents, or nothing. I'm sorry I didn't make that clear from the beginning.